Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 8th of April, Anno Domini 2017, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, we are going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. And I should clarify, I am alongside Steve Ray, but I'm across from Dave Enright.
Thank you.
All right, just so we understand how that works. All right.
The layout of the land.
The layout of the land.
In this vast studio.
In this vast studio. I could reach out and scratch Dave's nose if it itches, but...
we get one more person in here and it's considered an orgy.
Yeah, right. There are states where we could not do that.
Exactly.
Okay, mobile is today as important, if not more important, than desktops when it comes to the internet and apps. A clear reminder of that comes with news that the Google's Android has overtaken Windows as the internet's most used operating system. Research from web analytics company StatCounter found Android now accounts for a larger share of internet usage than Windows for the first time. During March of 2017, Android users represented 37.93% of activity on StatCounter's network versus 37.91% for the Microsoft operating system. It's a small gap for sure, and it refers to usage, not necessarily users, but it marks a notable tipping point that has been inevitable for the past couple of years. StatCounter, which bases its findings on 2.5 million websites that it claims generate more than 15 billion with a B monthly hits, page views, track the gradual convergence of usage from the two operating systems over time. Interestingly, for Apple, the switch happened some time ago. During March of 2017, Apple's iOS users were close to three times more active on the internet than users of OS X. The wider Android Windows trend has been evident for some time. Windows dominated and continues to dominate the desktop landscape, but worldwide PC sales have declined for the past 5 years to reach the same levels as 2008. In contrast, sales of smartphones continue to grow, and Android is the operating system for the lion's share of internet users worldwide. Growth is highest in emerging markets like India. There, Apple has increased its sales, but remains a niche player, with Android accounting for upwards of 90% of smartphones. A recent App Annie report found that iOS accounted for just over 25 billion of the 90 billion app downloads made in 2016, with Android taking the remaining 65 million. Yet iOS apps pull in the majority of the $35 billion paid out to publishers across iOS and app Android app stores. That might change soon, though, thanks to its vast dominance in the emerging world. App Annie is predicting that 2017 could be the year that Android app earnings overtake iOS for the first time. That would be another important milestone. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that would be Bites with a Y, Francis would like to remind you, is Android overtakes Windows as the internet's most used OS. Your choices are, hey, I use Windows for everything. I use my phone or tablet much more often. Windows phone all the way, baby. And how do I surf on my Coleco Atom? So far, we've got about 23 votes. We would love to hear from you. Of course, you can also join us in the forum if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff. The first choice is the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. And so far, at least, the first item in the poll discussion is 8 April 17, Android overtakes Windows as the internet's most used OS. So far, three of us have posted there, and you're welcome to join us. And, of course, you can also join us here, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Shockingly, I know we have somebody on the phone. We'll get to him in a minute. Shockingly, those are also the numbers that you would use if you wanted to call and make a pledge. Yes, we are still in a pledge drive.
I thought for sure you know, the way things were going, that folks would have stepped up and done it. You know, I was gone a week.
So once again, I need to speak to those of you who are listening on the podcast during the week. There are almost 4,000 of you every month. 4,000 of you every month who listen to this podcast. And for some reason, you are not pledging your support. And if you did, this drive would have been over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's all on you, folks. Give us a call. Those of you who are listening on the podcast, of course, the best way to make a pledge is to go to jazz901.org and click the Donate Now button. And
indicate that it is for sound bites.
Right. If you scroll down, you'll see that there are some choices for sound bites, people. Pick one of those and go for it. And then if you do that, I promise you next week we won't be here doing this.
That would be so nice.
But if you don't, I promise you we will be here next week doing this. So
it's just a fact of life. I mean, as we've stated before, there are no grants. We don't get public funding or anything else. It's you, the people that are listening right now, that listen on the podcast, that listen during the week to a particular jazz program that you like. And the only reason we're here, the whole station, is because of you folks stepping up to the phone and making a pledge.
Yep.
It takes your effort. And, you know, and again, I had two other folks this week, you know, stop through the store and say, oh, gee, I really appreciate it. You know, the advice and that you guys do such a good job. How long have you been doing it? I go, 27 years. And I says, but you know what? Folks have to step up and pledge. They claim they were going to become members, but, you know, a lot of folks, like you say, just don't ever find the time. Well, you need to find the time because, you know what? If you don't, we might not be here. Rob could very easily pull the plug on Soundbites and put some other music program in here and not have to worry about it. But, you know, each week we come to you folks and help you out. We give you advice on how to keep your machines clean. You know, if there's issues with this or that on various software packages, whether it's Android, Linux, Mac, PC. I mean, we cover it all. The three of us, I say, probably have forgotten more about the stuff that we used to deal with in the day than we, you know, than we remember right now.
Yep. And, you know, like Dave says, we come here every week to help you out, and twice a year we ask you to help us out. You haven't been doing it, and some of you have, and we are extremely grateful and very, very thankful to each and every one of you. But there are a bunch who have not, and we need you to step up, make the call right now, and if you're listening on the podcast, make the pledge online. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you know what? We're going to give you it takes less than 2 minutes. And I'm sure that our next phone call will take at least that long, so you can do it while we're on the phone with our pal Jason from Altoona, PA. How are things in Altoona, Jason?
Surprisingly bright and sunny today.
Oh, we'll be right down.
Well, I didn't say it was warm. I just said bright and sunny.
What can we do to make you a happier man?
Actually, first thing, I want to offer a challenge to anybody who listens to the podcast over the week. I'm in the process of doing my pledge right now.
There you go.
I was hoping to get it done to tell you that I had actually done it via the website, but
you didn't
talk long enough for me.
Sorry.
Really? Nick didn't talk long enough?
That's a shot. Yeah, it only takes 2 minutes if you're a fast typist.
Apparently I'm not fast enough, but in any case, my challenge is I'm going to, as soon as I click submit, I'm donating $50.
God bless
you. What I will do is for every Soundbites member who pledges at least $3, somebody from the podcast listens during the week between now and next week, up to another $50, I will match for every member who pledges at least $3.
Oh, nice.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Did you hear that out there, you people listening on the podcast? Here's your chance to double your dollars. And believe me, it doesn't matter when during the week you're listening, because apparently none of you are pledging. So,
that's sad.
If you pledge, you will essentially, up to $50, you will be matched, and it will double your money. Where can you double your money for free? Nowhere but here. Thank you, Jason. That is really lovely. Thank you very much.
No problem. Now, the reason I called was last week you had Carl from Pottstown on.
Yep.
And he was talking about advertising his new business. I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm getting started on my own casting business. But last month, the hackerspace that I belong to in State College, we did a community event pushing for breaking a world record. And part of that included advertising and getting people to know about the event. One of the things we did was we did advertise via Facebook. And it was we were able to do some little bits of advertising for as little as a $5 campaign. And you can target it specifically even just to a city.
Nice.
So there are options of even using Facebook and things like that that will get you a nice targeted advertising, so you know you're not spending advertising money to people in Arizona when all you want is, in this case, Pottstown, PA.
Right, and the narrower your focus is, the less it costs. So if you're going to advertise to a million people, it costs a fortune. If you're going to advertise to 10,000, it's not quite as bad.
Excellent.
So I just wanted because you guys almost made it sound like he should ignore Facebook completely, and I just wanted to say that at least take a look at it. I'm not saying it is the right answer. But take a look at it and see if it will work for him.
Right. And if I made it sound like I was saying ignore Facebook, I really wasn't, because a lot of people are on Facebook, and being able to it's nice to know that you can target specifically to a group. So that's nice.
Yeah, I was able to do a campaign with a bunch of pictures and everything for our world record attempt, and target it specifically to people who lived or whose profile said they lived in State College.
Right. Excellent. Good to know.
All right, I'll be calling. I'll finish up my pledge, and I will call back again next week to see what how much more I got to give.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Podcasters, you heard him. Pledge now. Make that pledge. Get online. It's jazz901.org. What Jason has done is very, very, very generous.
Yes.
And the only way that we can take advantage of that is if you make the pledge. So it's on you now.
Yeah.
And it has to be somebody at the podcast or pledging from the podcast. So that would be during the week after the show.
Right. But that doesn't preclude all the other folks that are listening to us live right now.
That's right.
Picking up the phone and, making that donation. So you gave last fall. We need your dollars now. We come to you twice a year asking for your help, because we're here every week and you folks can call us for our help.
Right.
You can always call in and say, hey, I'm having this issue or that issue. And we're here every week, taking away from our family time. But you know what? We only come to you twice a year to ask for your help. So, there is no wrong amount. Pick up the phones and give us a call, please. The faster we get this over, we'd just as soon be over with it, too.
Yeah, believe me, we would rather not be doing this either.
Yeah, we love doing this show. We love answering your questions, keeping you folks informed on what's going on and how to avoid various things. And that, as a matter of fact, one tip I'm going to share right now, and again, a number of folks, because I've had two computers come in. These folks are getting that, ransomware. And again, on a laptop.
The only one worse than ransomware is the fake ransomware.
Right.
It scares you more.
Yeah, exactly. And this happened to be an elderly lady. And all I can tell you folks is, please, do yourself one favor, and this will also save you a service call.
Right.
Is that when that screen goes, to whatever color it does and tells you, your machine's been taken over and you got to do this and you got to do that. Here's the only thing I want you to do. The only thing. And this should be the price of just even a bare minimum pledge for sound bites. And that's just simply unplug your machine and turn it off. So, just turn it off. It will totally cancel it out, and you will not get that ransomware. And we just saved you a service call.
And some of the more annoying ones now actually have a voice, and they'll talk to you. Don't turn off your computer, or all your files will be erased.
Yeah.
It's lying.
Yes.
If a ransomware virus does attack you, the last thing it's going to do is tell you.
Right.
It's going to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, they want to hold your stuff for ransom. They don't want to warn you ahead of time.
And they want to continue on. They want you to call, and then they know they've got a live fish.
Right.
And they're going to sit there and, take all this information, and they're going to want, a boatload of money.
Well, I've seen the new ones, some of the latest ones now. Typically, we see it's like $300 they want to charge you. But the latest ones now, that's for a three-year service contract. It used to be only 6 months. Well, now you're getting 3 years of fake service for your $300.
Yeah.
Well, it's fakely cheaper now.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of information we bring you as often as we can. When you have issues, you call us. Well, we have an issue.
Yeah.
Right now, we would like to keep this station on the air.
But we're not going to call you.
But we're not going to call you. This is still you calling us. We have an issue. We need your help. We need you to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you do that, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you 21 minutes after the hour. Soundbites and the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And let us officially thank our friend Jason from Altoona, PA, for his donation to our little endeavor here. I realize that in general, 1%, 10% of people actually pledge or buy shareware or whatever all that is. I think it's 10%.
Really. Yeah. If that.
So I understand that. But we need to, you people are all above average. That's very clear. So we need to beat that average. We want to stay on the air. We want to keep this station on the air. You have no idea how painful it is for us every single week during the pledge to look at the numbers and think we could have been done by now.
Yeah.
People like to wait till the last minute because it's more dramatic. People don't feel that they, that their contribution means anything. but it does,
It's a lot.
It means a lot. Every penny counts. And I realize that's a cliche, but it's also true, which is what makes it a cliche. We need your help. We want to stay on the air. It's not like we don't want to stay on the air. And I know there's a bunch of you cynical sons of guns sitting at home going, but I'll stay on the air anyway. That's just so much eyewash. It won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is already happening. We are losing some shows. We are changing some shows. We don't want to be one of them. So you need to pick up the phone. You need to make the call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Like, or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Like I've said before, though, Rob really went out on a limb, and I don't think folks really appreciate what he did here, folks. You think about it. Sunday, throughout the whole week until Saturday, and this is a prime time slot.
If you're unfamiliar
with radio, drive times, they usually go by lunch, and then, early morning drive time and evening drive time. This is prime time right now during a Saturday when folks are out doing stuff and everything else from 12 to 2. It's considered prime time.
Yep.
And Rob went totally off into left field and brought in on a radio station that plays the rest of the time all music.
Right.
Think about it. He brought in a talk show. The only talk show that you will find throughout all the programming here at Jazz 90.1.
And a very specialized, not to say geeky,
yeah,
talk show. It's not like we're a sports show that a million people listen to. It's not like we're a political show that a billion people listen to.
Right.
We're a computer show.
Yeah, where you can call in and get your honest answers or opinions on what you should do with this or that. We've told you about Windows 10. We keep you up to apprise of all the other things that are going on in the technological world, because you know what? Whether you're using your phone, your tablet, your laptop, and everything else, we keep you up to date and also protect you. Just like right now, I was talking just before the break there about this stupid hijacking software, malware that's out there that's literally scaring people and cheating them out of hundreds. I've heard $350 for, you know, like Steve was saying before, a 6-month subscription to keep their machine clean that doesn't do squat except steal their money. Whereas if you're listening to this station, you're gaining that knowledge to know now just to turn that machine off, wait 10 seconds, turn it back on. You know what? It's gone.
Yep.
You don't. We just saved you $350. So when we come to you twice a year and say, you know, hey, help us, that's not asking for a lot, folks.
It really isn't. And no. Let's talk about the people who listen. There are many, many hundreds of people who listen to this show live. There are, what, about 100 on the podcast, on the live stream over there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch who listen on the YouTube channel, and there are almost 4,000 of you.
Nice.
4,000 of you who listen to the podcast every month. That's unique IP addresses every single month.
Mm-hmm.
And are you telling me that out of that 4,000, all of them can't afford $35 a year?
Exactly.
You bought a smartphone. You could afford that. You ought to be able to afford $35 for a year's worth of sound bites.
Especially, you know, of helping them out, getting a void, you know, with spyware, malware, and everything else. The other services that we offer off of our site.
Right.
And information, I mean, we compile that whole list so that if, you know, they heard something and didn't quite get it all, oh, they can go back to that website because Steve is always constantly putting up links.
Yep.
Oh, we'll put up a link for you. How many other computer shows out there would do something like that?
That's right. And we're doing it free.
You know how many times I go back to our page during the week?
Yes.
I just linked about that on Soundbites. What was that link again?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. And you can do the same, and we know that a lot of people hit our pages every week, and we know that a lot of them are looking at those links. And we just come to you twice a year, and you only have to pledge once a year. It's easy, it's fast, it's convenient, and you can pledge as little or as much as you want. And I know there are people who are going to say, well, it's only, you know, you don't need my $20 or whatever. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And the only way that we keep this show on the air is if a couple of thousand of you each pledge $20. Think about the number. It's all a matter of numbers, and your numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or if you prefer, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It truly only takes a couple of minutes, and it will make you feel better. Remember, you're annoyed about this pledge drive right now, and I understand that. But you know what? If you pledged, you wouldn't be annoyed anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's on you.
Yeah, it goes right around.
I hate it when you guys have a pledge drive. No, what you hate is the guilt you feel because you can't be bothered to pick up the phone and make a pledge. You should do that right now. It will soothe your conscience. It will make you feel smug. It will brighten your teeth. It will make you much more attractive to whichever sex you want to be much more attractive. And none of that is true, but you should do it anyway. So pledge online at jazz901.org. In the meantime, we're going to talk to Andy from Greece, New York. Hi, Andy. What's up today?
Hey, Nick. Sun's out. It's not snowing or raining.
It is that.
That's a vast improvement.
Yep.
I said this last week. I'll say it again. The Jazz-O-Matic option, if you go for $10 a month, and if you listen to the show every week, it's $2.50.
Yep.
You can't go to the fast food places or Timmy Hortons or...
I don't believe you can any longer buy one cigarette for that much money.
And for the information that you get, even if you don't call in, if you just listen, odds are you're going to hit a topic that somebody needed information on. Oh, I've been wondering about that. It pays for itself, and the $10 a month is negligible. I've never had a problem with it. It's secure. The thing's never been messed up. I get a receipt and email every month like clockwork. It shows up on the bill exactly the way it's supposed to. It's easy to spot. You know, I know people worry about the security of their cards these days. I've never had a lick of trouble with it. $10 a month is painless.
Yep, he's right. Thank you. Thank you, Andy. The basic idea behind Jazz-O-Matic, by the way, is that instead of paying in one lump sum, you can pledge $10 a month. We will automatically take that out of your checking account with your permission, of course.
Or your credit card.
Right, or your off your credit card, or however you want to do that. And it's a minimum of $10 a month. And so at the end of the year, you've donated $120, which, as Andy says, is about $2.50 a week. And you're done, and it's finished. I personally believe, and I admit it's egotistical of me, I personally believe this show is worth $2.50. A week. I really do.
That's 33 cents a day.
It's 33 cents a day. Well, the show's only on once a week, but you can listen to it every day.
Yeah.
You can memorize
the
show.
You can catch up with all the old ones.
Right. Catch it with years of the old ones.
Like 1,000 of them on the website.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, that's storage space and bandwidth that you folks don't appreciate what that costs.
And at the $10 a month, that gets you to the point where you get the enhanced member card.
Right.
So then you can do the you know, if you go out once a month and there's a restaurant on there that you want to try or is a favorite that you want to go back to, you can use the card and you've just saved back some of what you spent, probably more than the $10 you spent that month.
That's exactly right. It is if you go out with any sort of regularity, and I don't even mean three times a month, I mean say twice a month, you will make that $120 back and more. Where else can you more than make your money back within a year? Seriously. It's a great investment. It's something you really need to do, and you need to do it right now to ensure that we stay on the air. 585. Thanks, Andy, by the way. Do you have a question?
Not this week.
Okay, thanks then.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. That's right, folks, you can become a member of this station. Think about that, the prestige, walking down the street knowing that you're a member of Jazz 90.1. You can, at the proper level, you can get a T-shirt or a cap or, a, you know, whatever.
A lot of stuff
all
to pick from.
Kinds of
yes.
stuff you can pick from. And proudly proclaim your membership in the community. You will be a member of the family of Jazz 90.1 and specifically of Soundbites. Wear your T-shirts proudly, wear your, get your mouse pad. I mean, it's all there for you. And
yep.
all you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. And then we can stop doing the pledge drive and go back to just simply answering people's computer questions. It doesn't get any simpler than that. You pledge, we stop asking. Done. We'll live up to our part if you'll live up to your part.
Yeah, it's just like also the folks that, you know, come up to the Jazz when the Jazz Festival is going on. You know, we've got a presence there at the tent. And we always say, you know, if the folks just come in by there, and there's over 200,000 folks or close to 200,000 folks that come to that event every year. If every one of them just would drop a dollar in.
Yep.
You know, even half of them. we wouldn't have a pledge drive for the whole year. Yep. We would be all done.
Yep.
We wouldn't have to have this. And you know what? It would be beautiful. Just, you know, by taking the simple task of, you know, now helping us get through this. And who knows? Maybe folks will, enough folks will listen to us on how we harp on it. They, at the Jazz Festival, they stop by and they drop something in there. So we don't have to have a fall pledge drive. That would be beautiful.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yes. To be able to sit there and say,
oh man,
thanks to all the folks at the Jazz Festival, we don't have to have it.
If everybody listening on the podcast donated just $35, yeah, we wouldn't have to have a fall pledge drive.
Yeah. There we go. There's two challenges out there for you folks.
That's right.
Then that way we would just sit there, and all we would do during that whole time that we'd normally be asking for money is thanking folks from time to time during that time period and saying, thanks for your support.
Yep. It would be easy, it would be fast, and you should do it. Make the call, make the pledge. We'll give you a couple of minutes to do that, and then we'll be back with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 40 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites on the Truly Great, and you know I'm about to say truly grateful to be member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Remember, we're not a music show. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Just pointing that out.
Yep. We're, and in 45 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites.
In fact, Rob has threatened that if we don't make our pledge drive, he's going to turn it into a country station.
That's right.
I suggested thrash metal.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Or we could be chicken yodelers. I'll tell you about that later.
Quick, Google it.
Quick, Google it. before we get back to the phones, Steve pointed out that I made it sound in the last thing like those of you listening on the podcast, the minimum pledge you can make is $35. That is untrue. You can pledge at any level, any amount. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. Trust me on that one. We will accept and be delighted with your pledge at whatever level. If you can only afford $5, we are honored to get it. So, back to the phones. Our next caller is Jerry from Rochester, New York. Hi, Jerry. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, if they turn this into a country and western station, I'll just have to put a gun rack across the back of my laptop.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be both kinds of music, country and western.
Wow!
Speaking of gun racks and the Internet of Things, since you talk about iOS and Android being on the real portable platforms that are in your pocket. What do you guys know, and do you care to talk about the hackability of internet-connected automobiles?
Oh, they are, well, yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. As we all know, there are many cars nowadays in every class that have network connectivity. Some of them only have a Wi-Fi connection into the cockpit area, the place where people sit. Those are, you know, they can hack the device the same way they can anything else.
But you have to be driving next to them.
Right. You have to be driving fairly close. But then there are the ones where you can, for example, start your car remotely with an app. That requires a Wi-Fi connection in the car. Well, actually, a cellular connection, but you know what I mean. And the same for people who have packages that will check, you know, what's the oil, how many miles have I driven, when do I need, you know, new tires next, when do I need my oil change, that sort of fare. Those are all available as well, and those are simply connections through a cell network, which is always on, so that you can query your car at any time, and so that you can start the car remotely, find your car when it's in a parking garage, that sort of thing. But most of the people who made those originally did not take security into account. That seems to be the overwhelming lesson on the internet. Nobody cares about security until it's almost too late.
And they'll tack on a password after the fact, but by then it's too late.
Right. And there have been a lot of exploits where people took over cars. They stop them right on the highway. They take control of the steering, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of that that goes on, and a lot of it is very, very dangerous. If you're going to have a car that is internet connected internally, not just, you know, there's a cellular service available in the cockpit for your phone or whatever. But if it's actually the car itself is connected to the internet, you need to be very, very careful about which packages you get, because most of them are pretty unsecured at the moment.
And most of the time, what we've seen when the researchers find a hack is they report it to the company and it gets updated. Tesla is one of the most responsive companies for updating security flaws, and they also seem to be the ones most involved in security from the beginning. In fact, some people have described the Tesla as a computer with wheels.
Yep.
It's not really a car. It's just a computer with wheels.
Yep.
And there was an interesting report from Mark Rogers, who is a security researcher, and he's actually the chief security guy at DEF CON, which has got to be a terrible job to make sure no one hacks your stuff.
Yeah, right.
And he was one of them that did work on hacking the Tesla, and he's got a video put out from DEF CON that I will post in a moment. And he talked about that on a recent interview, that the Tesla is the only company that seems to be, you know, fairly up on security issues. One of the problems we saw in some of the other brands, in fact, 60 Minutes had a story last year about a different brand car, that the cell phone numbers were all sequential.
Yep.
So they asked the cell carrier, you know, we need a million phone numbers to put into our cars, and they were all sequential. And so, you know, the security consultants, in air quotes there, would just dial random phone numbers until they found a car. And that's, you know, we used to call it demon dialing in the olden days.
Right.
On your modem, you dial random numbers until you find a computer. So they were dialing random numbers until they found the car. And what we are seeing is that...
And once you found one, since they're sequential,
yep,
you go up and down that list and you're done.
Right. And the problem becomes the computers running the entertainment system, for example, are often located on the same bus as the computers running the car features. And you know, so the accelerometer, the brake, anti-lock braking systems, you know, sensors like that.
Right.
And so the entertainment centers tend to be not as secured, so people will break into them, and then once you're in the entertainment center, you get into the car. And so that typically is how they get in. Some of the early hacks I remember reading about, if you have a tire pressure warning system in your car, there's a Bluetooth sensor, yep, in your tire. And that Bluetooth sensor is paired to the car and warns you your tire pressure. Well, someone driving up beside you can pair your tire to their car and give you false information and get into your computer through that Bluetooth. So we're hoping the major manufacturers start taking security more in mind on their electronics, separating the car's driving systems from the entertainment systems, and realizing that you can't wait 10 years for a new model car year. You know, the average production design of a car before it makes it to market, before you fix these types of problems.
Right.
Well, I guess if you're driving a Tesla, then you can probably afford a Jazz-O-Matic subscription.
I completely agree. Good thinking. Good, yep, thinking.
Yeah, and I'll probably comment that your response to my question was actually longer than your last friend's request.
Nice.
We aim to please.
You guys run a community service, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, we've had some pledges online. I'd like to thank Don. We'd all like to thank Don from Rochester, Christian from Connecticut, clearly listening on the live stream, or perhaps on the podcast, on the YouTube cast. Steve from Macedonia, Joseph from Fairport, Kevin from Henrietta, Adam from Florida, Daniel from Rochester, Martin from Walworth, thanks to each and every one of you for your generous and much appreciated donations. We want to thank you, each and every one of you. It's people like you who will keep this show on the air, and we cannot thank you enough. Let me remind you also not only about the Jazz-O-Matic membership, but we talked a little bit about the membership card. We have a membership card, and what that does is give you many discounts, often two-for-one deals, at area restaurants and bed and breakfasts and wine tours and all kinds of things. And that's at the $90.10 level and above. And honestly, it's the best deal on earth, because I promise you, if you dine out with any regularity, and that's like once or twice a week, you will make back that the money you spend on in your pledge. You will make that back easily, if not double it. We get more. Man, well, I tell you what, we beat that card like a cheap mule. We are using it all the time, all the time. And it's great, because we'll get online, we'll look at the list, and we'll say, you know, where do you want to go to supper now? I don't know. I want someplace new. What's out there? And when you realize you can try a whole new place for essentially half price, it makes it easy to make a new decision, to try a new place.
And there's a lot of great places. And I believe Rob was saying, he won't tell us, but they're going to add something else to the card.
Yeah,
so
they're adding
got
other
a card, yeah, he's adding some other stuff. So he is constantly working to add even more features to that card, adding that much more value to it. And one of the other things, and this is for the podcasters, if you folks are, you know, signing up and get one of these cards and say you're living in Florida and it's not very useful, you're down there in Florida, you can call that card company up and they will send you one for Florida. So that membership card that gets you the discounts on foods and other great deals throughout, you can get it also locally for your state. It's just not Rochester. You think, well, I don't live up there. No problem. We got that covered, too. The membership card can be changed to the state that you live in.
Yep.
So don't be bashful, you folks on the podcast, to sign up and think, well, that's of no value to me. Yes, it is. It is of big value. And like Nick said, it can save you quite a bit of money. And heck, just on those, you go out a few times, that'll easily pay sometimes for your what you paid out in the membership, along with the other great stuff that you got, and it's tax deductible. So,
yep.
You know, there's so many reasons to sign up than not and help support a station that, you know, like and I know we sound like a broken record, even though we don't play that many records here anymore.
All right.
We play recordings.
Yes.
So it's not a record, it's a record.
And we do have
we still got turntables over there, yeah.
Yeah, they still use it occasionally, and we still do have vinyl. Library, believe it or not, stashed away of some of the stuff that's very old. But, you know, again, but without your help,
we don't get there.
Yeah, we don't get there. And this station, this program, I'm just saying sound bites could be gone in a heartbeat. If Rob has to make budget cuts, you know, because we didn't make it. Like I said, folks, we're the only talk show on a completely music station.
Right.
So think about that, you know? I mean, if you really enjoy it, we need you to step up and either renew your pledge or, you know, do it. Just go to the webpage and you can do it securely. You don't have to worry about any of your information being sold, reused, hacked, or anything else. No, it stays right here, and the only thing we'll use the information for is to send you a thank you.
That's right.
And appreciate, you know, your support of helping keep this great station on the air.
And you will be able to do that easily. Just make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Operator is standing by. Or if you don't like
probably
talking to a human being.
Yeah, she's sitting there waiting.
She's sitting there waiting. The poor woman is sitting there with nothing to do. Help her out. Make the call. Make the pledge. And if you don't like talking to a human being, you can pledge securely and privately online at jazz901.org. It only takes a couple of minutes. And believe me, you'll feel smug for a year. You don't get the emotional return like that very often, but you can do it. You can do it now. You can do it quickly. You can do it conveniently. If you want to be a jazz-o-matic person, you get that.
Yeah, over on the right-hand side, there's a repeat button, and that's where you tell it you want to repeat your payment. You
right.
can also pick your thank you gifts, the T-shirts and the mugs and the mouse pads. All at the jazz901.org website. Over on the right-hand side, there's a click the pledge icon.
There you go.
So during our sponsorship break here, why not click the pledge?
Why not make that pledge now? We're going to take a slightly longer break because the first hour is done, but we're going to do it all over again. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you 59 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member-supported, Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is 90.1 WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District and official media partner of this year's Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival. Jazz 90.1.
On Facebook at Jazz 901 FM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray is taking a pledge. And we are Soundbites. It is 4 minutes after the hour, and we are hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. And yes, Steve Ray is taking a pledge. What does that mean? Well, it means we're in the middle of a pledge drive. And we have been for a couple weeks. This should really not be a surprise to you.
Yeah, really.
We are still in the middle of a pledge drive. Why are we still pledging? Because you haven't called and made the pledge. That's why. The simple reality is we keep asking, we keep driving till you pledge. That's how it works. We need to make our amount so that we can keep this station on the air. And the only way that's going to happen is if you call and make the pledge right now. It's real easy to do. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And we have an operator standing by. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
There was one person that was trying to call and get to here. They wanted to get, you know, ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
And I apologize. We couldn't, even though Sandy was trying to forward them, I couldn't tell them, pick it up over here because Steve was on the phone, taking a pledge.
Oh, right.
So that individual that was calling, please be patient, call back, and we will get you on the air.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, we're here, of course, to answer your computer questions. And by sheerest coincidence, it's the same two numbers, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And when I'm in pledge mode, I can't say that without adding or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Keep Sandy busy. Look at her. She's just standing there with nothing to do, bored to tears. She's starting to cry. The woman is starting to cry. Make the call. Make the pledge. Keep her busy.
And she's a newlywed, and you're making her cry?
And you're making her, you sons of guns out there. You sons
yeah.
and daughters of guns. You make that call right now. Keep this woman happy. That's your job. 585-966-JAZZ.
Don't keep me happy.
Keep Dave happy. Keep Dave happy by keeping Sandy. If Mama ain't happy,
ain't nobody happy. Please keep my wife happy.
Yes.
Keep calling her.
Keep calling her. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or if you want to keep Rob Linton busy, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We will be more than delighted to eventually stop doing this and just go back to answering your computer questions. I had somebody this week ask me how long is a pledge drive on, obviously with an eye toward not listening till it's over. It's over when we reach our goal.
Yeah.
If that takes 3 weeks, it takes 3 weeks. If it takes 10 weeks, it takes 10 weeks. I don't care. I will be happy to sit here and pitch until we make the money. So don't wait. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, make the call, and this will be over, and we will be back to just taking your computer questions.
Because the simple fact is, folks, yeah, you know, you sit there, maybe you're used to us, you know, hitting it within 2-3 weeks, and you're going, shouldn't it be over with? Yeah, it would be, but you know what?
Not up to us.
It doesn't, this station doesn't run, you know, it costs to keep the lights on and everything else. And yep. to run these transmitters, all this equipment, this board that I run, along with the computers, to keep the station up and running, costs money. And just like anything else, as you well know, things break. They're electronics. You know, they don't always plan at it. So, you know what? It takes those bucks to keep it going, and we need your help right now.
And, well, you saw that we couldn't get a caller on the air because both lines were busy taking pledges. Well, that's a beautiful thing. But we'd love to update the phone system to handle a talk show, which, remember, this phone system was designed for jazz.
Yeah, this was not designed for a talk show.
And we'd love to upgrade it, but that costs money. Yeah. And we don't have the money because you haven't called and made the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you are doing that, I will read a news item. That's our deal. You call and make the pledge. I'll read the news. Ready? Go. This week, Microsoft revealed more about what information Windows 10 collects from users, the latest attempt to quell long-simmering resistance to the operating system's data-gathering and reporting practices. Our hope is this information will help you be more informed about the data we collect and use, enabling you to make informed choices, says Terry Myerson, Microsoft's top Windows executive. Microsoft laid out what Windows 10 hoovers up under its two telemetric settings, basic and full. Much of the long list for basic was effectively incomprehensible to anyone but a Microsoft engineer, and thus of little or no use to most customers. In places, however, the descriptions were in English, more or less. This event sends data about crashes for both native and managed applications to help keep Windows up to date, read the explanation of Microsoft's .windows.faultreporting.appcrash event. Full's list was easier going but daunting nevertheless, because it detailed everything from data on what apps were installed and when they were installed to incoming and outgoing calls and voicemail usage statistics on primary or secondary line. Microsoft also revised its overarching privacy statement to reflect creators' update. A What's Changed list, the March 2017 section, can be found on their website. Myerson even addressed the most elemental of the complaints lodged against Windows 10, that it scoops up a sweeping array of information on every user. We have reduced the number of events collected and reduced by half the volume of data we collect at the basic level. Myerson said he did not mention the full level. He did not describe what is now not gathered that had been before, nor did he explain why Microsoft feels that it had once collected what it had once collected is now not worth the trouble. Neither Myerson nor a colleague, Marissa Rogers, the privacy officer of the Windows Group, offered a way to completely disable Windows 10 telemetry, the fundamental demand of many critics. That demand stemmed from Microsoft's move to make the data collection compulsory, not just that it ramped up the quantity of data it suctioned up. In earlier Windows editions, telemetry was voluntary, and even though Windows 7 and 8.1's revised data collection have been modified on 10, it had retained this opt-in approach. Nor has Microsoft opened up about whether the settings which collect the least amount of information, called security, will still be available only to commercial customers running Windows 10 Enterprise or Windows 10 Education. There may be more changes down the line, though Myerson and Rogers did not specify any. We will continue to refine our approach and implement your feedback about data collection and privacy control, Rogers pledged. The Windows 10 Creators Update is a significant step forward, but by no means the end of our journey. So are you still worried about what Microsoft collects on you? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also, by the way, use those two numbers to pledge, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We did have a pledge come in from a Shirley who, we are.
And I'm serious.
Go ahead and call me Shirley because
seriously?
We've had her pledge. So thank you very much, Shirley, for your very generous pledge. Shirley wants you. I know Shirley, and I know she wants you to join us and join her in a pledge. And it's real easy to do. We are in a pledge drive, and so you can pledge by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You know, I really wanted to talk this week about the VPN I've put on my Chromebook. But I'm not going to talk about that because we have to talk about the pledge drive because we need to stay on the air. If we don't stay on the air, I don't tell you these things. So we need to stay on the air.
Oh, one other thing, because I was not here last week. I was.
That's right.
I was sort of busy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Look, you made your choice.
It starts already.
Yeah, it has. The wife had something else to do.
Exactly.
But you had the one story going on about how Windows and folks suing Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people have sued Microsoft for screwing up their machines.
Machines and that, you know, and literally messing them up and their data and everything else. I mean, I had another machine in this past week that, again, I don't know what happened to it. And it's one of these all-in-one units.
Oh, yeah.
No CD-ROM drive on it. And I tried to, do a restore back to factory. Even that part is messed up.
Wow.
Because it did one of its updates, and the update just totally mucked everything up.
Yep. You know, Apple isn't immune to this. A bunch of people are now suing Apple for error 53, I think it is. What happened was Apple had the same issue. One of their updates bricked a bunch of computer systems with an error 53, and they are suing Apple. It's starting in Australia, but of course it can be happening anywhere, basically. And I'm not going to do an Australian accent. I know I do Nixon for Microsoft, but
you could do Paul Hogan then.
I could do Paul Hogan. Consumer guarantee rights under the Australian. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And basically, what they're saying is that those consumer rights exist independently of a manufacturer's warranty and are not extinguished for any reason. And apparently what's happening is they're saying when the upgrade came through, it could tell a third-party person had made some sort of repair, usually to the screen.
Which contains the Touch ID sensor.
Right.
And so now Apple eventually explained, you know, it was a mistake to show the error 53. It basically meant that we can't trust the Touch ID sensor, so we're going to turn off encryption. But when this update came out, it didn't understand why the Touch ID sensor wasn't paired to the secure enclave anymore, mm-hmm. and so it threw up an error 53. Yeah. And the restore is about people taking their phones into the Apple Store. If you're under warranty, they just replaced it with a new phone.
Right.
But some, according to the story, some people were told they can't repair the phone because it had a third party there and therefore non-authorized repair
right.
done. And so you violated the Apple warranty by having an unauthorized repair. And There are interesting arguments both ways. One of the big repair companies, iFixit.com, is sponsor. I don't know if they're a sponsor or just pushing it. There's legislation pending in New York and several other states requiring companies to allow third-party repairs. You can see it both ways, and we've seen it, you know, as, you know, I am an Apple authorized service technician.
Right.
And we've seen people who try to fix their own computer, break it terribly, and then want Apple to fix it for free. In some cases, this one guy, instead of unplugging a connector, ripped the connector off the logic board.
Perfect.
So now he needs a new logic board, and it was the display connector. He needs a new display because he damaged both halves. And suddenly it's a, you know, $1,000 repair.
Right.
And so we see the problems of people trying to fix their own machines. But if you're technically capable, you should be able to. But how do you know you're technically capable? And you open the machine up and...
Well, here's a hint. If you rip things off the motherboard, right, you are not technically capable.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I can do that, and I never put my hands on my machine.
Yeah. And especially with a phone, when breaking the glass is such a common thing to do, you drop it and break the glass. And so one of the things Apple has done to help alleviate some of this is that the glass replacement now from Apple under warranty is $29.
Right.
So you don't need to go to a third-party company to have the glass replaced. And an Apple store can replace the screen and the touch sensor properly, so you don't lose your Touch ID, you know, encryption. And so they've dropped the prices a little bit. But when you're out of warranty, the Apple repair price, I think, is like $250, something like that.
Yeah, it ain't cheap.
Which is cheaper than a new phone. But third-party companies, you know, there's always that kiosk in a mall that
says
will do it
cheaper. Can do.
My daughter called me up. She's in Arizona. So she calls me up. I dropped my phone. Screen broke. Okay, calm down. And I looked, and it's going to cost $250 to replace. No, I bought a 3-year warranty when we bought that phone. Go find the paperwork. You took it to Arizona with you and go get them to replace it under warranty.
One of the tricks, though, is you have to make sure your warranty covers, Apple calls it accidental abuse. I'm sure other companies call it other ways. When you drop it and break it, that has to be covered separate from defect warranty.
And it was. So happy ending there. We're going to take a quick break while you call us and make a pledge. And we'll be back. So, Alex, stay on the line. We'll get to you in a minute with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco, you, 19 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member supported, Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported, Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we have Alex from Rochester, New York on the line. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, hi. I guess I'm a little bit late coming to setting up home network, and I'm trying to get this to work out.
Sure.
I've got Windows 10 on both the laptop and the desktop. So far, I've been able to get it. I could send files from the desktop to the laptop, but I can't do it the other way around. What am I missing here?
Did you set up a home group?
Yes.
That's supposed to make it easy.
Well, it's supposed to make it easier. Now, one of the things that you might have to do is specifically say a folder like documents is open to other groups. Often they are not.
Share this folder, right?
Share this folder, right.
Yeah, right-click on a folder and choose sharing.
I was just trying to do files. It's a PDF file to send from one desktop to another, and it works one way but not the other.
Right, you have to have a shared folder on the other computer to receive that file.
Right. What it sounds like is that one of your machines is actually sharing the entire hard drive, and the other is not. So what you want to do is on the machine that doesn't have, that you can't share to, right? Find a folder you want to share the data into that the other machine can put data into, and right-click and choose Share With, and then you can select specific people or whatever you want to do, and that will let you do that. There are places on the net that you can see that. Steve will
Okay. I think in one of my times of paranoia on the desktop, I probably made it a little less accessible than I probably want it to be. So that's probably what happened.
Yeah, make sure you're not sharing your whole hard drive. Pick just one little folder to share out. Yeah.
Right.
In the early days of file sharing, the entire hard drive was shared by default, and it was shared over the Internet by default. So people could look everywhere and see everything.
Right.
The number of C drives that popped up on a browse was just incredible.
Yeah, Apple was the worst offender of that originally, as a matter of fact. You could find everybody's machine. And, of course, most people put their names on them, you know, like Fred's machine, Fred's Macintosh. So you pretty much knew who was where was what. But what I would suggest... You all right there?
Say what?
You all right there, or there's something going on in the background?
Yeah, I'm at the gas station right now.
So I would suggest, Steve will put a link on our website about sharing a folder. You might want to share from the desktop to the laptop, but not in reverse, because if you share the laptop and then you take the laptop somewhere, someone might find that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, yeah, unfortunately, I got to make sure I can send stuff to the desktop so I can send to the printer. And so, well, anyway, you gave me something to think about. So when I get back home, I'll check that out.
All right, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. We would very much like to thank Dave from Bergen for his generous donation. We are... in the middle of a pledge drive, and Dave has very kindly and very generously become the latest. How does that happen? There we go. Has become the latest member of Jazz 90.1, and it's easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. If you do either of those things, you will speak to the lovely and talented Sandy, and she will be able to take your call and take your pledge. If you don't want to talk to a human being, you can simply pledge securely online at jazz901.org. In either case, it only takes a couple of minutes, and you'll feel smug for a year. It's a heck of an investment of your time and money, so you should make it right now. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, jazz901.org. That will give us, we want to keep this show on the air. That's the whole point of this. As we've said a million times, as Dave said earlier, Rob took a heck of a gamble. This is a music station. They play music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for two quick hours every Saturday when all of a sudden, plop down in the middle of this music station.
Prime time.
Prime time on a Saturday afternoon, there's this computer show where people call in and ask questions. It's so weird and so random that it happens on a jazz station. But you know what? Rob opened his heart and his station to us, and we should open our hearts and our wallets to him in return. By keeping this station on the air, you keep sound bites on the air. By keeping sound bites on the air, you not only keep us off the streets in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, which is a public service for which you should get a medal, but also we can stay here giving you the answers, the help, and the humor that you need to get through your week. It's real easy to do. Just make the call, make the pledge. It only takes a couple of minutes. And let's talk again to all of you people. Yeah, I know you're listening now and you're thinking, oh my heavens, he's going to talk about the people on the podcast again. Yes, I am, because you people have not stepped up. This is your chance. 58, well, in your case, it's jazz901.org. Pledge securely online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Get onto your computer. You're listening to this, so you're at least on a phone, if nothing else. And guess what? Phones get the internet now. I don't know if you knew that. So you can make that pledge while you are listening. There are no excuses anymore. None. So pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge, get online, make the pledge. You are going to help this station stay on the air, and therefore you are going to help Soundbites stay on the air. You need to do that. You need to do it now. We need your help. It's way past we'd like your help. It's we need your help. The truth is that there are very, very few jazz stations left in the world. And you may think to yourself, I don't care. I don't listen to jazz. You're listening to Soundbites, and it's on the jazz station. So we need to keep this station on the air so that we can keep this show on the air so that we can keep you informed. And it's real easy. It's a very simple formula. You pledge, we stay on the air. You pledge, we stay on the air. You pledge, we stay on the air. It's that simple.
What happens if I pledge?
I don't know, but it's possible that we will stay on the air.
Could be.
Unbelievable. But there you have it. And you need to do that right now, right today, right now. We would love to not have to do this again next week, but that's not up to us. It is entirely up to you. When you're talking to other people about this show, and I know you do, I know people talk to each other about Soundbites, you can look at them smugly because you have pledged. And you could look at them askance because the statistical likelihood is that they have not pledged. So you need to make that call and make that pledge so you're on the smug side of the equation. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. In the meantime, In a desperate attempt to pander to the Apple people who don't get enough news in their week.
There we go.
The news, if you want it straight, Apple is acknowledging that the Mac Pro, not MacBook Pro, but the Mac Pro that they introduced in 2013 has run aground on the cleverness of its own design, and they're rethinking the entire machine. In addition, they'll be releasing a new external display, something they had previously opted out of. But none of that is coming this year. Now we'll see a performance bump on the old design of the Mac Pro, which will remain on. That's the giant cylinder that kind of looks.
The tiny cylinder. It looks like a little trash can.
I was about to say, it looks like a trash can.
Yeah.
I'm used to the.
The Mac Mini, yeah. Compared to the Mini, it's giant.
Right, right.
Compared to the old tower, it's tiny.
It's tiny. That's exactly right. Also, I'm now used to the Alexa and the Google Home, and it's giant compared to them.
Did you get the Google Gnome?
I did. You know, I thought to myself, if I had a 3D printer, I'd have a Google Gnome.
Yeah.
At any rate, how it got to this point with the Mac Pro is worth noting. And in an uncharacteristically, at least on the record, open and frank manner, Apple Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, Phil Schiller, Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, and Vice President of Hardware Engineering, John Ternus, did just that. Over an hour and a half or so, they dissected what went sideways with the Mac Pro, how Apple is addressing pro customers across its product line, and yes, they dished on future products during their discussion. To start off the conversation, Schiller began with the discussion of the Mac's growth. The content, of course, is that Apple's dedication to the Mac has taken a bit of a philosophical beating lately among its core professional customers. The narrative is that Apple has not put the resources needed into making the Mac work for pros, has neglected updates, and could even be working toward a future where there are no Macs, just iOS devices. That's the picture you'd get from the think pieces anyway. Schiller, however, wanted to make sure we know how well Mac is doing as a component of Apple's business and offer some context and some numbers, some of which we've never heard before. The Mac user base is near 100 million users. As a business, it's also nearing a $25 billion run rate, which is close to being a Fortune 100 company all on its own. Apple now ships computers a ratio of 80% notebooks to 20% desktop computers, a stat they haven't updated the public on in some time. MacBook Pro sales have been strong. with 20% growth in fiscal Q1 year over year. And they're thin. Yep. They're not as light as I thought they'd be, but they're thin. And
it's
that's lovely.
It's the weight of the battery.
Yeah.
giant battery to get that battery life out of it. You know, the whole, in fact, the logic board is the little tiny piece of the giant battery.
The battery's most under the keyboard.
Under
the
keyboard, yeah.
And the
trackpad.
everybody wants to know that. First of all, let's thank our friend Dan for his generous donation. Beg your pardon. I seem to be choking to death here. So thank you very much for that, Dan. Dan wants to know, and boy, I'll tell you, everybody wants to know this. Dan,
including
us, apparently, wants to know who Francis is.
When did that all start?
That started decades ago. And I honestly do not remember who the heck Francis is. But this lady called Francis, named Francis, called us one time, actually sent me an email and berated me severely because she had apparently been searching the net for sound bites and kept coming up with some company, I think it's in Australia or Europe somewhere, that does hearing aids. Because she was spelling it bites with an I. Sound bites with an I is a hearing aid company, or was it at least at the time. Sound bites with a Y is us. And she said, you have to tell people regularly that it's with a Y because I've been searching. Okay, fine. So now it's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. And that's become just part and parcel of the spiel that we give.
Like I say, that's been over 20 years.
Yeah. And I don't know who you are, Francis, but God bless you and thank you for becoming part of the Soundbites legend.
Yep. If you are Francis, let us know.
Yeah, right. Which will only really work if, in fact, whoever you are, you send us an email from Francis.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really truly have no idea who Francis actually is, and I apologize for that. But she was a lovely human being and was kind enough to help us clarify our website name for whoever comes next. But so thank you, Francis, very much for not only helping us clarify that, but for becoming part of the Soundbites legend here on the show.
Yeah,
and you can be a legend in your own mind, and it's an easy thing to do. All you have to do is call and make a pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and if you do so, you will become a legend. We will actually mention your name on the air if you want us to, and then we will be eternally grateful, or at least really until your year is up. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Sandy, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 5 minutes. No, it's 39 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And as you may have heard, and it's not just a rumor, it's the truth, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. And we're hoping that you will make the call and you will make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You can pledge at any amount you like. We do have levels at which you can get prizes. If you pledge at the $90.10 level or above, you get the Jazz membership card and the member card, and it is amazing. The discounts you get on that, it is amazing. But you can pledge any amount you like. We've had people who pledge $5, and we're perfectly delighted to get it. If you pledge as a Jazzomatic member, you pledge $10 a month. We painlessly,
or more,
Of course, but that's the minimum. We painlessly, with your permission, pull it out of your checking or credit or whatever you want, and over a year you can. You're essentially amortizing what you give out, and it ends up being more for us, better for you, and really kind of lovely all the way around. So we need you to do that. You need to make the call. You need to make the pledge. It's simple. It's fast. It's convenient. If you want to talk to Sandy Enright, it's at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. In the meantime, while you are making that pledge, that's the deal here, we will talk to Pat from Batavia, New York. Hiya, Pat. What's up?
Hi, Nick. Dave kind of scared me. He said, well, we'll put you on as soon as Nick stops talking.
Yeah, it may never happen.
Would be Tuesday.
No, I'll probably go to sleep at some point tonight.
Thank you. I think it was last week or week before you announced me as a member.
And you are?
I appreciate you announced me as a member of Soundbite, of Jazz 901.
Yep.
90.1. Right. Anyway, I was driving home from our Rochester Googles meeting the other night, and I thought that for people that are reluctant to just jump right into the Chromebooks, isn't there an option to get a bootable USB? I kind of remember myself doing that.
Yeah. There are ways to use the Chrome OS as a bootable USB. That is easy enough to do. There are a dozen different ways to do it. How best to tell you about that? Google Groups talks about it. Dell actually has something on their website. How to Geek has a thing on it. But basically, I beg your pardon. Hold on a second. You can run it as a virtual machine. You can run it as a USB. There are a couple of different ways to do it. The Chrome OS from Google is actually their version of the Chromium OS, which is an open source free operating system that anyone can run. In fact, if you have we've talked about this before. There's a company called Neverware, and at neverware.com, Neverware, W-A-R-E, right? Right. So you can download that and use it yourself for free, and it essentially turns an older machine into a Chromebook. But if you want to use it on a USB drive, that is also a possibility. There are a bunch of places, and Steve is putting up a link to one of the ways to do that right now. So rather than boring everybody with how that happens, but the Chromium,
that's definitely an option for people that think they'd like the Chromebook, but they're not quite sold on it.
Right. You can boot it as a USB stick. You can also use it, of course, in a virtual machine. Those of you who have VirtualBox or one of the other VM systems on it can also run it there. It's something like Neverware or the actual Chromium OS, and that will let you feel your way through it and figure out how you want to do it. It's a pretty cool deal. You're right, Pat. It's an easy way to decide if that's something that you can use. It's very much like just running out of the browser.
Uh-huh.
Right. In general, the Chrome OS is basically the Chrome browser, or the Chromium OS is the Chromium browser, You run the various apps and extensions and things like that, and that's essentially the same idea. It runs a little differently as a as an actual operating system than it does as just the browser, but you can get the same feel about it one way or the other. But yeah, Steve's posting that now, how to do that, that'll be.
Well, I hope people will consider that, at least trying it out, because those of us that use the Chromebooks have seen the benefits of them. But you know, sometimes people are just hesitant to turn their machine into a Chromebook. So this is a good way to have kind of the best of both worlds. And I thank you very much for your help, and I'll be listening as always. And by the way, your impassioned plea for money convinced my hard-hearted wife to donate a couple weeks ago. She said, you know, you listen to this show a lot. Why don't you donate? So
there you go. That's what we love to hear. Thanks.
Nice.
Okay, we'll be seeing you.
Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, so if you might be afraid that, you know, running a Chromebook, it won't do everything you need it to, one of the simple things you can do is just install the Google Chrome browser and never quit. And right. So see if you can run just in the Chrome browser. So you've got web, you've got mail, Google Photos, a bunch of other photo websites.
Audio editors, video editors.
In the Google Play Store, you will see all sorts of programs that can do pretty much everything just right inside the Chrome browser.
It hasn't happened yet, but within this month or next, you're going to be able to run any of the Android apps. So, in other words, on a lot of the newer machines, any app that you run on your phone that you downloaded to your Android phone, you're going to be able to also download and play on your Chromebook.
Right.
I'm still waiting. Mine is there and capable, and I keep checking, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yep. And let us thank Mark from Pittsford and Tim from Canisius for their generous donations as well. We very much appreciate it. We would love to wear the battery out on this little toy here. And the only way we do that is for you to make the call, make the pledge, become a member of this station, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You've got a few minutes to actually put us over the top and make it so that we beat the polka dots this week. We'd love to do that. They generally whoop our little butts, but we would love to beat them.
Yeah, able to beat them this week at least.
The only way we do that is with your help. And you know what? If you call in during the week, that helps out too. Those of you listening on the podcast, you are not neglected. We love each and every one of you, of the more than 3,900 of you who listen every single week. But we'd love a little bit of that love in return. All you have to do is make the pledge online securely, jazz901.org. Pick up that phone, pick up that keyboard, make that pledge, and we will be on the air for another year. It's that simple. That's how it works. Well, on the air for another 6 months for sure, and then we'll have another pledge drive. But again, if every single person who listens to this podcast donated as little as $35, we would be done. We would be done for the year.
And it's amazing that we only have to do two pledge drives a year. And what feels like a small amount of money to run a radio station.
Yeah, it really is.
especially compared to some of the other stations that do pledge drives.
Well, and that's because everybody you hear on the air, I think there's a total of three people who are paid at this station. Everybody else is a volunteer. And those three people, by the way, do not include any of us. Everybody else is a volunteer.
Really?
Yes. This is why you haven't been getting your paychecks.
I was wondering where they were going.
Thought the wife got them first.
She might.
Right. Right. Now she will. All right.
For sure.
We would like to thank Philip for his donation. Thank you, Philip. We are very appreciative of that. And he has joined us as the latest member of the club. Oh, as I hear, we are apparently done. This is it, I'm shocked to say. We have blown through another 2 hours. That's 2 hours of your life you'll never get back. But plenty of time this week to make that pledge for those of you who are either listening live or who are listening to the podcast. Get online, jazz901.org, and make that pledge. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Sandy Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you for listening. We will be back in just 166 hours with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right, it's Soundbites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.